This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with the Bacon Brothers, Kevin and Michael, in just a moment as they tour the country with their group, the Bacon Brothers Band. But first, the best way of getting over someone is getting with someone else. A University of Missouri report found only 5% of people aged 18 to 29 who've had revenge or rebound sex had it with someone they just met. 20% had it with a person they'd just split from, 21% with a friend or acquaintance, and 54% with another ex. The Bacon Brothers, Kevin and Michael, are out on tour again as the Bacon Brothers Band performs all summer.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's been a while since I've seen you guys perform. Is the show, obviously it's changed over the years. You've added material that you've written and so on and so forth. But give us an idea of what it's like when you guys take the stage now.
Well, this is Michael speaking. It's a six-piece band. Most of the songs are original songs we've written over the last 20 years and recorded in our 7 albums. There are some covers thrown in. There's a lot of harmonies. It rocks. It's intimate. It's all over the place. It's pretty much a combination of lots and lots of different types of music. Plus, you have two writers and two singers, so there's a lot of diversity.
My brother had a guitar long before me. And this is Kevin speaking. He was playing music probably almost before I was born. And I don't know, when did you start playing, taking lessons, Mike?
My first instrument was a cello that I started when I was about 6 or 7, and probably started the guitar, banjo, mandolin, all that stuff at probably age 8 or 9, something like that.
So, Michael, did you have to say, Kevin, why don't you get a guitar when he was old enough, or did he kind of just...
Oh, definitely. I gave him his first guitar, yeah. He had no choice in any of this.
Is that true, Kevin? This is like forced labor?
Forced labor, absolutely. Absolutely. He got me the guitar, taught me Hey Jude, and I'm still trying to figure out how to play it.
I know you guys are playing a lot around town. Is this a good time for you guys because it's the summertime and there's no more following and there's no more anything right on the agenda other than music?
Yeah, I mean, the summertime is first off, as you know, it's a good time. People are kind of up and into the idea of playing music and listening to music. And there's also some you know, venues that you can play outside that you can't in the middle of the winter. And it times out. It's always a little bit of a juggling act to figure out when we're going to be able to fit some shows in, because the shows tend to come in earlier than movie and television stuff does. But yeah, the following is on a permanent hiatus, so we're not coming back. So it worked out well.
Actually, Kevin is never going to work again in this business.
So. Yeah, right.
Oh man, we loved Westchester, man. It was funny because you shoot the show in New York, and if there's scenes that don't take place in New York, that take place out of town, you have to kind of head either east or north, and a lot of times it was easier and there was more kind of access to woods and mansions and all that kind of stuff, and also police stations and all kinds of things in Westchester. We use Westchester all the time, and it also was very convenient for our directing producer. We often would find that, like, the locations, I'd be scratching my head going, well, how did we end up here? And people would say, well, it's an hour from Marcos's house.
And so that's done. You kind of ended kind of limping and then not limping in the finale, almost like The Usual Suspect, where you kind of faked everybody out and now you're back to normal. And we can only assume that you've left all your loved ones behind and you're going to live a life of solitude.
Yeah. It's not the cheeriest idea in the world. But, the interesting thing about that ending is that was an ending that was written and shot before we knew what the fate of the show was. So, if you really look at it, they were leaving open the possibility that that the network was not going to cancel us. So, you're put in kind of a difficult position in terms of how to write it, because if you totally wrap the thing up, then people are kind of like, well, where's the cliffhanger for next season, if there is a next season? But obviously there wasn't.
And Michael, what kind of things have you been working on lately? I know you're always composing, for TV, movies, whatever. So what's been on your agenda?
Well, TV, movies, and all sorts of stuff with scoring. And I just finished writing a cello concerto that I'm very excited about. And hopefully we'll be able to possibly integrate this into some Bacon Brothers show. It's not for me to play. It's for actually a real cellist to play. And I also teach film scoring in two colleges in New York, which is now finished for the season. So I'm very happy to be, you know, kind of have a little free time and enjoy the beautiful spring and, you know, look forward to touring around the summer. It's going to be really fun.
We do baconbros.com. And, of course, we are on Twitter and coming to quite a few places kind of that are within, you know, striking distance of Westchester. So we're excited to be around this area this summer.
Well, now your drummer sent us an email leaving open the possibility that you guys would make another studio appearance sometime before those two shows on the 19th and 20th. So you're obviously welcome anytime you want to take a trip to our studios and entertain people live.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. And thanks to our drummer for handling the promotional and management aspects of the band.
Now, if he could keep the time, right?
Exactly.
Well, listen, guys, thanks a lot.
Okay, right, thanks for having us. Talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you later.
With Kevin and Michael Bacon of the Bacon Brothers, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Think green.
Harrison with you. The ethanol solution may be a sham, some scientists are now reporting. They're warning that the biofuel promise may make things worse than better, believe it or not. We now know ethanol creates more carbon dioxide per gallon than gasoline and generates fewer miles per gallon while damaging car engines, especially older ones. Made largely from corn, we're actually competing now with our cars for food, since ethanol now consumes almost a full quarter of America's corn production. Already, global warming has officially impacted the world's grain and seed production by some 30%. And as climate change makes more land less arable, each acre will become necessary for all of us to be able to eat. One simple solution for now, though, is for all of us to simply drive fewer miles when we can in lighter vehicles. Less ethanol burnt, fewer greenhouse gases emitted.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 17-time All-Star is arguably the greatest player not in the Hall of Fame. He was an MVP, World Series MVP, won three championships, and broke Ty Cobb's record for most hits in Major League history.
Rose has eclipsed Cobb. That's number 4,192.
So, where is Pete Rose now? In his 2004 book, My Prison Without Bars, Pete Rose finally admitted to gambling on ball games. He filed for divorce from his wife, Carol, in 2011 after openly having an affair with model Kiana Kim. Pete now runs his own baseball camp and makes regular appearances at baseball signings across America. And then there are his appearances with the WWE.
Pete Rose just got tombstone, and this crowd loved it!
Maybe Pete can make the Hall of Fame for the WWE. I'm Ahmad Rashad.